Welcome to the Speak Over Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tamika Hall, and I'm excited to take this spiritual pause with you for the day. Today, we're talking about attracting God's best. You see, when you're a believer, you don't have to manifest anything because you understand that all you have to do is pray, have faith, put it in God's hands, and allow Him to manifest everything that is for you. So I want you to just take a moment and take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and let it out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's get started. I am worthy of God's best for my life. Luke 12:6-7. I have been chosen and appointed to live in abundance. John 15:16. I will not allow past hurt and disappointments to stop me from trying again, loving again, living again. Colossians 3:23-25. I don't have to be strong all of the time. God's power is greatest when I'm weak. 2 Corinthians 12:9. God has given me the strength to do all things. Philippians 4:13. And now for a little devotion. Luke 12:6-7 tells us, what is the price of 5 sparrows, 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. John 15:16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you. That's why you know that you've been chosen to live in abundance. You've been chosen by the Father to do great things. And we don't have to live in our hurts and disappointments because Colossians 3:23-25 says, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. But if you do what is wrong, you will be paid back for the wrong you have done, for God has no favorites. And 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. More gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And we know that we can do all things because Philippians 4:13 tells us, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want to take a moment and just have you repeat the affirmations so that we can get them solidified. The first one. I am worthy of God's best for my life. Your turn. I have been chosen and appointed to live in abundance. I will not allow past hurt and disappointments to stop me from trying again, loving again, living again. I don't have to be strong all of the time. God's power is greatest when I'm weak. And finally, God has given me the strength to do all things. Listen, I love you. Please know that God's best is for you. Remember that you've been created to make God famous, and He has anointed you to do hard things. And until next time, I'm Dr. Tamika Hall.